The Paradise Cinema had a gaudy interior and a pervasive smell of sweet popcorn and mildew. It was built on the ground floor of a block of flats, around the time of the outbreak of the First World War. Its entrance, like the building's gaping mouth, a sparkling marquee teeth grin, and the word Paradise written in pale yellow neon. They tore down some of the flats to put the cinema in. I imagined someone with a giant cake knife cutting out whole living rooms and bedrooms with people in them and throwing them away, replacing regular, mundane lives with glamorous Hollywood ones. I would have passed the Paradise without looking if it weren't for the handwritten "We're hiring" sign on its big, dusty glass doors. I had just arrived in the city and in the country by train and needed a job. I'll call myself Holly, like the girl from Badlands. The current head manager of the Paradise was named Sally. She looked like she was in her late 30s, but later someone told me she was almost 50. She wore rockabilly clothes, a vintage dress and a white fur coat with a Betty Boop badge on it. She told me that she had put herself through college by winning beauty contests. She had freckles all over her face, barely discernible under a layer of makeup. She wore a 50s-style turban. The only part of her hair that I could see was her red bangs, but I could still tell underneath that she had a face like Judy Garland's. She was a foreigner too. She had a Midwestern American accent. She said she was from the same state Wizard of Oz was set in. Why she moved here didn't make sense to me. It only seemed natural that someone like her would have made her way to Hollywood with a suitcase full of vintage dresses and the last of her beauty queen money, rather than a country like this one that seemed to have more graveyards than anything else. Perhaps she wondered why I moved here too. During my interview with Sally, when she asked my favourite film genre, I said the first thing that popped into my head, as she was sat in front of me in her pale blue 50s taffeta dress. "Clowns. Anything with clowns," I said. "And Charlie Chaplin." We were sitting at the one table in the tiny bar attached to the cinema lobby, her coat thrown over the one empty chair. The white fur had yellowish tinges in it, the way popcorn does. The bar was where customers could get drinks to take into films or drink at the one table or two rickety bar stools by the zinc countertop. Whenever I touched the table or moved my feet, the entire bar seemed to rattle. The shelves of oddly shaped glasses for obscure cocktails, the dim-coloured liqueurs, the jar of pickled eggs, olives with tiny red tongues, cornichons and jalapenos floating in foggy water like dead slugs, Luxardo maraschino cherries and dusty peanuts. There was an Oscar statue standing guard between the jars. I wondered who he had belonged to. There were photographs of famous directors and actors in gold frames covering the walls. Greta Garbo, Joan Crawford, Kim Novak, Errol Flynn, Uma Thurman, Anna May Wong, Clark Gable, and posters of films like Pink Flamingos, The Breakfast Club, Reservoir Dogs, and Heathers. The bartender, a tall blonde man with closely cropped hair, was playing Talking Heads, which he turned down when he saw that Sally was giving an interview. It was obvious that he was trying to listen. The Paradise barely got any sun, but the bartender was very tanned and well-built, like a soldier in a Technicolor film. Sally told me that the bar had been put in the late 40s and hadn't been done up since, except for the addition of more posters, headshots and movie stills, which cluttered the walls. Looking at them all crowded there, they seemed ready to suddenly spring into action, hundreds of voices and movements. "What do you know about the Paradise?" was one of her questions. "It's really old," I said, which I haphazardly and rightly guessed by quickly looking around me before drinking from the large glass of tepid Pepsi Sally had given me. She had one herself too, with a green and white straw, sipping carefully so as not to mess up her red lipstick.
"That's right,"
she replied. The oldest running cinema here. The film festival was founded by one of our former owners. All the movies were shown here. We aren't currently one of the cinemas used by the City Film Festival, but I hope that will change soon. You can see, he is a little worn. It took me a moment to realize that he was the paradise.